King Valley Academy 2, it's October 19th. Shelley, could you read the meeting logistics, please?
Yes, sir. This meeting is held in compliance with Assembly Bill 361, which allows flexibility in Brown Act teleconferencing procedures as addressed by the board under Agenda Item 1E. The public is encouraged to participate in the meeting telephonically by dialing the conference line listed on the posted agenda. The public may submit written comments to the board by emailing publiccomments@kingsvalleycharter2.org. The public may also provide comments telephonically during the public comment section of the meeting agenda. Reasonable accommodations will be provided for any individual with a disability. And as a reminder, as required by state law SB 126, this meeting will be audio recorded and posted on the charter school's website.
Thank you, Shelley. It's 2:41. I'm calling this meeting of Kings Valley Academy 2 on October 19th to order. Shelley, could you please call the roll so we can establish the quorum?
Yes, sir. Arthur Rennie?
Here.
Julia Kaitjes?
Here.
Jacqueline Giacomazzi?
Here.
And Philip Leon?
Here.
Thank you so much. We've established a quorum. Jackie, could you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Yes. Ready, salute. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Moving on to item D, staff introductions, corporate.
Good afternoon, President Rennie and board members. This is Jeff Martin, Vice President, Charter Relations, to report that Jerry Vincent and Jeff Brown will not be attending this afternoon's meeting due to prior commitments. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff. Any other staff members that may be on the line?
Good afternoon. Shelley Haynes here, Area Superintendent.
Thank you, Shelley. Legal staff that's on the line.
Good afternoon, Bill Thompson, legal counsel.
Thank you, Mr. Thompson. If there's no one else, we'll move to item E, approving the agenda for this October 19, 2022 regular public meeting of the Board of Directors. I would need a motion to that effect.
Julie Kaitjes, I so move.
Jackie Giacomazzi seconds her motion.
Moved and seconded. Are any additions or deletions from the agenda? If not, Shelley, could you call the roll, please?
Arthur Rennie?
Aye.
Julia Kaitkus?
Aye.
Jacqueline Giacomazzi?
Aye.
And Philip Leon?
Aye.
Thank you, board members. Motion passes unanimously. Item number two, public comment. Shelley, could you read that statement, please?
At this time, members of the public may address the board on any item within the subject matter jurisdiction of the board, whether or not the item is on the agenda, by dialing the teleconference line listed on the posted agenda. The time allotted per presentation will not exceed 3 minutes, except in the case where a member of the public utilizes a translator, in which case the time allotted will not exceed 6 minutes. In accordance with the Brown Act, no action may occur at this time, but it is the board's prerogative to hold a brief discussion, provide information to the public, provide direction to staff, or schedule the matter for a future meeting.
Is there anyone telephonically listening that wants to add to this meeting public comments? Shelley, has anyone notified us?
This is Shelley Sands here to report that there were no members of the public who submitted written comment or have requested to speak.
Thank you. Appreciate that very much. Moving to item number three. The board's going to be asked to review and approve compensation for the chief executive officer. A summary of the recommendation of legal counsel for the salary and benefits package of Jeff Brown starting November 1st, 2022 is $19,739. Is there any discussion by the board? Hearing none, I need a motion to approve this compensation package for Jeff Brown, Chief Executive Officer.
This is Jackie Giacomazzi. I make a motion to approve the compensation for the Chief Executive Officer.
Second, Philip Leon.
But then seconded to approve the compensation, Jeff Brown, Chief Executive Officer, Kings Valley Academy. Is there any discussion? If not, Shelley, could you call the roll, please?
Arthur Rennie.
Aye.
Julia Kaitjes.
Aye.
Jacqueline Giacomazzi.
Aye.
And Philip Lien.
Aye.
Thank you, Board. Motion passes unanimously. Any observations or comments at this time from the Board? If not, we'll move to closing item number 5. Let me announce the next Board meeting is November 10th at 1 p.m. I would now entertain a motion to adjourn.
Philip Lien, I make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Julie Kaitjes, second the motion.
Moved and second to adjourn. Shelley, could you call the roll, please?
Yes, sir. Arthur Rennie.
Aye.
Julia Kaitjes.
Aye.
Jacqueline Giacomazzi.
Aye.
And Philip Lien.
Aye.
Thank you so much, Board members. Motion passed unanimously, and this meeting's adjourned.